Phyllis, what a pleasure to have you here. Thanks so much for coming.
Well, thank you.
We're going to talk about your long involvement with the arts in Cincinnati, particularly as a gallery director. And I'm especially interested in changes that you've observed in the art world here. But first, let's sketch out your career in Cincinnati. Began at Clausen's, I think.
Yes, I got at Clausen's in 1964. And so I decided to put my first show on in that time. What should I do for my first show? I thought, I have just seen Vera Stravinsky's paintings in New York, and she has shown all over the world. And that, of course, is Igor Stravinsky's wife. So I told her about Cincinnati, and I said, would you like to have a show there? She said, I'd love to. I've been all over. I've never had a show in the Midwest, in Ohio. Yes, I will come. That'll be interesting. So they came to Cincinnati. I've known them for some time, and it was delightful for me to have them. And so the news came out that Igor Stravinsky and his wife were going to be here. Well, I never expected of this, Jane, because they've always been friends of mine, so I thought they'll be here. Well, all of a sudden, waves of people became coming in. It ended up 2,000 people came, and it was the Cincinnati Inquirer wrote a big article, and they said, as a matter of intense interest to all Cincinnatians interested in the arts, they would have to come. And so they wrote a big article, and in this article they said, there were so many people. Cincinnati has not had such a visit like this since the Great Flood of 1837. So the article was called The Great Flood, but it was a wonderful time and a wonderful opening.
What a grand beginning for a career.
It really was.
It's
never been the same since, but it was really a wonderful way to begin.
And for several years now, you've had the Phyllis Weston Gallery,
yes.
And it's located in O'Brienville. How have tastes changed in the years that you've been helping people to form art collections?
I want to tell you, there's been a huge change in art. Huge. When I was at Clausen's, we made efforts, but I'm sort of eclectic. I like what it is. I don't have to be in fashion. But unfortunately, I think there has been a fashion connected with what's happening with the arts. I'll give you an example. Let's start with Impressionism. And then think of maybe Impressionism and then maybe Polly came, we had abstract. So first we had Impressionism, then we went abstract. And then we went from abstract to op art in the 60s and 70s. So notice one had people in, one had none. The pop artist put figures back in. Then it became minimal, which there were no figures. And so I could go on that way. But today, again, we have figures back. I think that that is sort of the way it went. But this might be interesting to you. We had made a professional survey taken for what the people in our whole community would like for art. They did this, and 70% of people from around our community, starting at the age 45, it came out that 70% wanted contemporary. I was very surprised. So it's very interesting, and people do come in the gallery, they want contemporary.
There have always been particular artists you've shown regularly, and sometimes you were introducing them to the public. Who are some of those people?
That is very interesting to me. I started with John Rutland, and I'm ending up now with a man by the name of Shinji. He's fascinating, and he's going to be a show of ours. Shinji, he's Japanese. He's shown all over the world. He's very contemporary. His things are as far from John Rutland as you can imagine. So we have all those things to bring about. But one of the most interesting, we've had Frank McElwain, that are loved in Cincinnati. All you have to do is ask Otto Budig, who is the head of all the arts in the city, who loves a piece he did for him. And then we go to John Lunsman's, who's having a show. I gave him his first show. I've given all these people's first shows, and it's been interesting for me. But there's one person that stands out very much, and that is Jan Jensen. First, let me tell you that Jen Jensen came from Denmark to work at Rookwood. And when they closed, he became just painting in Ripley outside of Cincinnati. So he was quietly doing all these shows. And all of a sudden, somebody from a family who knew his family showed me these paintings. And I liked them right away, and I brought them in. No one ever heard of Jen Jensen. Today, he's gone all over the world, literally. He used all the French Impressionism to sort of get a feeling for what he had, but everybody you can recognize his things. So that's one of the very rare things that happen to an art director.
Well, it seems to me that one of your great accomplishments was in being the guiding hand of the Procter & Gamble Collection of Cincinnati Art, which is now at the Cincinnati Art Museum.
That has been my joy, and that I have such a passion for it. The reason we did that, one of the reasons, was to show the deep cultural roots of Cincinnati. So we did a show from 1850 to 1950, and it was my great joy, and I would come back home and say to my husband, I love this painting I found. And he finally said to me, Phyllis, why don't you buy one? And I said, you know, I have such a passion to put this show together. I know what I want to do, and I never did. Sorry that I am. But it has been and was a great joy for me.
To gather this and have P&G make it a Cincinnati collection.
Yes.
Well, your gallery has just opened an exhibition called Aperture, which is one of this month's Photo Focus events mm-hmm. that are happening all over the city. Is it a departure for you to be showing photographs?
No. Actually, last year I showed a photograph that was not Cincinnatian, but it was very, very fine photographs and very, very expensive, I must say. Mm-hmm. So we decided this time we're having Cincinnati artists mm-hmm. and we're having Connie Sullivan, who has been around the world. You know her, I'm sure, and very, very fine. And Stevenson, who's head of DAP photography, and a young photographer. It's very nice to be one of the members of this Photo Focus, and I think it's a wonderful idea.
Well, your arts interests aren't limited to the visual arts. Where else have you been interested and involved in the Cincinnati arts?
I feel all the arts are married. You can't have one without the other. I love all the other arts. I couldn't live without the music. I'm very, what they did to opera in this city is simply wonderful. And ballet, I love. I helped start the ballet company here. And I just think that all the arts belong together. They do.
I think you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And Cincinnati has been lucky to have you here down the years.
Well, thank you. I do want to say one more thing, Jane. I think, I said this years ago, but Cincinnati was always the Paris in the Midwest. Cincinnati is a very, very special place to live. I'm grateful to the city. It's been wonderful for me, and I think we're all very fortunate to live here.
Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us. We've been talking with Phyllis Weston of the Phyllis Weston Gallery in O'Brienville. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.